I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Three small towns that sit near the mouth of the Connecticut River have been sharing education costs since the 1940s. Their agreement has given the towns a collective vision, but it means a lot of bureaucracy. 33 members of four different school boards from three towns get together twice a month to talk education. It's a bureaucracy that's been a double-edged sword for the towns of Essex, Deep River, and Chester, says Lon Seidman, chairman of the Essex School Board.
The more we started looking at what our options are to try to bring some governance sanity to our district, we found that this thing, even though it's not very well liked sometimes in the community, actually is very innovative and has saved our towns a significant amount of money over the years.
Here's how it works. Each town has a Board of Ed and its own elementary school, which feed a single high school in Deep River. The high school is governed by the Region 4 School Board, and the administrative functions are overseen by what's called a Supervision District Committee. This is made up of three members from each town board and Region 4. The agreement helps the district save money by sharing administrative services, and it keeps the number of middle managers low. But Seidman says that making decisions can sometimes be cumbersome.
We've spent a lot of time working together to get these things through, and that's fine, but it's slower than it should be, especially given how fast education is changing. We need to be much more agile in how we approach things.
The end goal would be to have one school board that oversees all schools in each town. Seidman says that recent state legislation might give Region 4 more flexibility to do that. As enrollment in public schools is falling in nearly three-quarters of all Connecticut districts, regionalization is becoming a popular topic among school leaders. David DeRoche, WNPR News.